Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And while the Field of Dreams game was going on, the New England Patriots and the Washington football team were playing in the preseason. And all eyes were on Cam Newton and Mac Jones. We know Mac Jones, the first round pick of the Patriots. A lot of people see him. And certainly, you know, the Patriots hope he emerges after, you know, trading or drafting him in the first round, that he will emerge as the heir apparent to Tom Brady. And last night, of course, Cam Newton gets the start. Only plays two series, no surprise there. 4 for 7, 49 yards, a field goal in two possessions. Mac Jones comes in, 13 for 19, 87 yards, two field goals in five possessions. Quarterback rating, Rob, both of them about 78. 78.9 for Cam,
nothing
I believe.
Nothing to write home about.
78.2 for Mac Jones. No, they were, like, you know, neither guy was spectacular. Neither guy was bad. It was what it was. But the Patriots fans were excited about Mac Jones. Some of them gave him a standing ovation when he entered the game last night. And he played well. I actually think, and let me preface this. We are not making a big deal out of preseason. Trey Wingo hit it on the head. Neither the offense nor the defense game plans. And remember that Mac Jones was playing against, at least half the time, second and third teamers. So he was not facing the first team players that Cam Newton was.
And those are just facts. That's just who's in when he's in. That's all.
Right. I think Mac played a little better than Cam, but again, I mean, he was facing lesser competition. He threw a nice ball to Christian Wilkerson that should have been caught. That Wilkerson dropped off his fingertips in the end zone. Would have been a nice play down the sideline, about 35 yards or whatever it was, but it was a nice, would have been a nice play. And at one point, he completed 11 straight passes. One of the stats that stood out to me, Rob, and he looked good in the hurry up, 8 for 9 in the hurry up offense. That was good. He looked poised. He looked good. But his average pass attempt was 7 yards, or his average throw was 7.2 yards. Cam's was 0.3. And Cam got most of his yardage on a couple screen passes that the running back turned in, running back or the receivers turned into big gains. But there's that. Here's where I think it's a competition. I think the good thing for Patriots fans, Rob, is that I think they can feel comfortable in that if Bill Belichick goes with Mac Jones. And I think right now Cam Newton is clearly the starter. But I think Mac is relatively close. He's getting at least half the rep so far with the first unit in practice. Like I said, he played fairly well last night. But if Belichick decides to go with Mac Jones in game one, I think the Patriots fans can rest assured that Belichick has seen something that makes him really believe in Mac Jones. Because we know he likes Cam Newton. And
he has
thing
done
about,
nothing but praise Cam Newton.
No, he really likes Cam.
Even before he got him as a player.
Right. As do the players on that team. They like him.
They made him a captain, Chris, right?
Yep. But Belichick has always, Rob, been the type of coach who didn't – he would not make decisions based on the fan base, based on the money that a guy is making, based on who has the biggest reputation. None of that. What the media is saying, he bases it solely on who he thinks gives them the best chance to win. That goes all the way back to Cleveland. I was in Cleveland when he benched Bernie Kosar. The beloved, you remember that, right? The beloved Bernie Kosar.
They love Bernie, that's right.
And they turned on Belichick in a minute. He said Bernie had diminished skills and went with Vinny Testaverde, and I think that played a big role in him losing that job. And then Brady's second year, Rob, when Drew Bledsoe got hurt, Brady let him on a run. And remember, Bledsoe came back late that season in the playoffs and wanted his job back. And Bledsoe was a 3-time Pro Bowler at that point. I mean, nobody in their right mind, Rob, would have said at that time that Tom Brady's better than Drew Bledsoe. And yet, Belichick stuck with him, and the rest is history. And so I think you can rest assured, if indeed he goes with Mac Jones, it means Mac Jones is ready. We all know he's getting in there at some point. But it means he's ready, and I think that's something the Patriots fans can rest assured about.
Yeah, I just think that there's only one way course of action. You got to start Cam. You got to see what you have. And if Cam can't do it in a game or two or three, Chris, then you make the change. But Cam can't be a backup. They made all these free agent moves, spent all this money in the offseason. I don't think you do that for a rookie quarterback unless you knew ahead of time that he's that guy. I just don't believe. I think they give Cam a shot, see what he can do. And Mac Jones is eventually going to play. Trey Wingo said it. Everybody knows it, Chris. When you move up and you try to make a trade to go get a guy, you eventually, when you draft him, I mean, in that spot, he's going to play. That's why you took him where you took him. So I do believe that you start with Cam, and Cam will dictate ultimately whether he continues or whether they make a change. But Cam, I can't see – if you don't start Cam – you might as well cut him. I don't think he could be on the team as a backup.
It's interesting you say that because Albert Breer of MMQB, Monday Morning Quarterback, he said this week on Straight Fire on that podcast, Jay Mack and Rob G, exactly what you just said, Rob. Here he is.
This is unlike the Niners, too. Look, I think if Mack's the starter, Cam might not be on the team.
Wow. What? Why not? Because the team loves him.
I'm just not sure. Like, they love Cam. Like, they love Cam as a player, as a person, everything else. Does he fit as the backup? Or would you rather have Brian Hoyer there, who at the very least, like, you know, can be a resource to your starter?
Wow.
Cam's definitely not a bad guy. But there are just certain quarterbacks where when they're done as a starter, it's just hard for them to find work because, like, teams just don't have it in their head that this guy can be kind of in the background week to week and a resource for the starter and all that different stuff. So to me, like if Cam weren't on the Patriots, like, I would, like, look for an injury somewhere. Like, maybe that would be where he would wind up going.
I hear what Breer's saying, and I hear what you're saying, Rob. It's you never want to have a backup who's a bigger name or more popular than your starter. And it doesn't always have anything to do with ability. I mean, Tim Tebow, Rob, he's not good enough to be a backup. But still, if he was, you don't want Tim Tebow as your backup. Because as soon as your starter struggles a little bit, Tebow is so popular that people are going to be calling for him to play.
And you don't want that. And now you got a controversy where there shouldn't be. It's a distraction.
Yep. And so I get what you guys are saying. And I felt that way a lot about Cam as well. Like, he doesn't see himself as a backup. He believes he's the best for the job. And the players love him. And he's popular. And he's a leader. And he's got the locker room. And so that's just not a good situation for your backup quarterback to have. However, I thought last night, I mean, I'm not just judging off this press conference last night, but when Cam spoke about Mack and he talked about how Mack asked him, you know, just came to him before the game, was like, hey, you know, what should I expect? You know, it really seems, and it seems sincere, it really seems like Cam is in this guy's corner. Like, obviously he understands they're competing for the job and all of that, but he seemed like he was really ready to give this guy advice and that he likes him. He said he admires him
because he's always prepared.
Right.
You remember Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers had no relationship.
Oh, no, exactly. Absolutely.
He wouldn't talk to him.
And see, Rob, I think that Cam may be realizing, look, if I lose this job as the starter, I think he understands. He may not be in the league unless he will accept the backup role. And so I actually think he might be able to be the backup, Rob. If Matt comes out, you know this. The players see what's going on in practice. And as much as they may like Cam, if Mack is playing well, lighting it up, throwing it better than Cam, we know Cam's going a better leader at this point. He's going to run it better, but he's not the greatest passer in the world. And so if this kid's throwing it better, I think the players will understand, okay, we got his back. He can start. And I think Cam could be a backup now because I think he has matured and understands that might be my only place in this league going forward.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I don't know. You might be right, Chris. I just don't see it. I think that if Cam can't play and isn't a starter, the Patriots are better off with just releasing him. And Brian Hoyer is a career backup. I know he started some, Chris, in the league, but that's a guy who can be the backup. And if Mac Jones gets hurt, you know, he's available if your guy gets hurt, who knows the system or whatever. But you really, if you can avoid playing him more than two or three times a year, you would. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that's
what. No, I get it. Because if they start Mac Jones or say even in game three he takes over, if he struggles, then there will be calls for Cam.
Right.
And it's just how it is.
That's how it is.
So I get it, and you don't really want that with your rookie quarterback. But here's the thing.
Once you make that, it was why Fitzpatrick's gone, Chris, in Miami. Like, right?
Right,
at some point,
exactly.
That's why he's gone.
You got to go with your guy. Right. But here's the thing, and this is the difference with Fitzpatrick and Cam, Rob. Where's Cam? Do you think he's in the league? If he, let's say your scenario, you know, Mac takes the job, they cut Cam. Do you think he's just done in the NFL?
I think there's a good chance of that. The only way would be, I would say he's done. I would say he's done.
I don't think he'd get another chance to start. But remember, we thought a similar thing with RG3. At least I certainly did. I thought this guy can't be a backup. He still sees himself as a starter. He's popular. We know what he did his rookie year. Similar things with Cam. Yeah, although he didn't reach the heights that Cam
experienced
did.
Way more success. NFL,
right.
NFL MVP,
Super Bowl,
you know, like.
Right.
Like this dude
but
was.
But that was a long time ago. Nobody thinks of Cam in those terms anymore.
But he still did it, is what I'm saying.
It's fine.
RG3 just had one year, to be honest.
Right. But my point is, RG3 could be a backup. He was a backup for several years. And so I think he could, but we'll see. And we'll see who ends up being the starter on day one.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And our next guest was an outfielder in Major League Baseball, made the All-Star team as well, Mike Cameron. We are glad to have you on the Odd Couple. How are you?
What's up?
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Rob. I feel special to be on.
Man.
National Fox show. I feel real special.
Well, nah, it's great to have you, man.
No doubt about it.
And look, Rob, you can start because I know Rob is still on cloud nine.
I'm like a schoolgirl. I'm like a schoolgirl, and my skirt blew up. I mean, after that game last night, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know this in a regular season baseball game, but let's just come on, Mike. The setting, the scene, the cornfield, the ending, the home runs, the ninth inning. Tell me how awesome that game was to watch.
It was really nice to have something different in a sense. You know, guys don't normally like to do much, you know, during the season, but their own personal routine. But the fact that, you know, they got a chance to go to a place that's a historic place in a movie scene, and they reenacted it and played, you know, they set up a nice stadium to be able to play like that. The guys enjoy opportunities like that. It's a change of scenery, fresh air. I mean, everything around it was like beautiful. And then the game, the way it closed out, was even better.
Mike, after the game, Alex Rodriguez made a point of saying that four of the home runs had been hit by African Americans, and just we need more African Americans in baseball. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, you played when there were more African Americans in the league, but what
and
do
now,
you think
and now
about
his
where
son
the
is
game
with the
is?
Tigers. We also need to say that Dad's Cameron is with the Tigers. So you have a son who's been up to the big leagues. I think he's not with the team now, right? Is he in the minor leagues?
He's on rehab assignment right
okay.
now. But he's trying to get himself back up there to be able to try to help the young Tigers get involved in the Central Division over there. But
yes.
You know, as you say that, you know, about the young Afro-Americans, it was the most watched baseball, Major League Baseball game in, I think, like
16 years.
Yeah, like 15, 16 years. So that gave an opportunity for some young Afro-American kids to see somebody that looks like them playing the game. And then to top it all off, to see a young guy from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yep.
That's got all the swag. That's from a JUCO college that, you know, that went through the ranks in a way that, you know, nobody else is like, man, he looked like me. I can do something like that. That could be me. So it's kind of special to be able to see it, have that opportunity to do it. And I think that the draw also, too, is that setting kind of reminds kids of, like, the Little League setting that's about to come about now.
Right.
For the Little League World Series, so
yep.
It made it feel that type of setting and that type of feeling, that energy in that place like that. It's special. It's special for all kids, and to be able to get a chance to experience it, man, I can't say enough about it. And the way it ended, it's like, I mean, it is what we all dream about, to be able to do something like that, and just so happen to be a guy who has all the swag from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, you know what? No doubt. I wrote a column about that. Some kids, young black kids, could have watched that last night and said, I want to be a baseball player after seeing that. Let me ask you about your son, yes. Daz. And how did he get involved in baseball? Was it just because of you? Did he play other sports? What got him? I mean, for him to make it all the way to the major leagues, we've seen more and more former athletes with their kids making it. Fernando Tatis Jr., Vlad Guerrero Jr. It's incredible how many guys have made it. But what was the difference for your son and why he didn't pick maybe football or basketball?
Well, first and foremost, he's a baseball player all the way, and then it was basketball. I think he tried out for football like one time, and he got like a stinger in his neck, and that was like when he was in the seventh grade. And I said, no, you're done. You don't know nothing
that
about football. You know, yeah. Like for him, you know, I grew up where I had to play football. I grew up in South Georgia, so where, you know, like it's dog days, and you had to play football. They came and picked me up on a truck and said, let's go. We're going to play football. And, you know, I'm thankful that I did go and play. Because it taught me so many different values or whatever it is. But he's he was a basketball guy. But his number one thing, since he came out the womb, man, he's been carrying that little red bat and a ball.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he was around baseball. As we spoke about it last time, Rod, he's been around baseball since he could walk.
Yeah.
You know, like he's been going to clubhouse since he could walk. And he's been finding everybody to throw a little ball to him. And when we was in Seattle, we had almost like a little league team, you know, because they played games while we were playing the games, and they used to get mad with him because when we started playing the game, he didn't want to play with little kids no more. He wanted to watch the grown guys on TV. Right. So, you know.
Student of the game.
Right.
Yeah. I always say this, man, like kids that come up in major league clubhouses, they know what it's like. They know how to act and what it feels like to be in the big leagues. It's when you go to the minor leagues what makes the adjustment, when you had to make the adjustment for these guys. And that's probably the best thing, man, like to be able to experience that. For him to be able to experience, he knows what it's like to be in the big leagues. But, you know, to go through that minor league setting where you got to be on them buses from 8, 12, 14, you know, 15 hours sometimes and getting up and playing and, you know, these little small cities, that's hard. That's a
Mike,
what
is your feeling about the decline of blacks playing baseball? Like, do you have an opinion on why that has happened over the last 25, 30 years or so?
Well, I would say this. It's probably because when I was coming along, and obviously I'm not much, I'm pretty sure I'm in your guys' age range.
Yep.
Well, mine. Rob's.
Whatever, Chris.
But, you know, the fact that we get a chance to, you know, we probably paid the most was probably $20 to start a season. Where you got to pay for your own belt and everything, you know, like it's on spikes. And sometimes you don't need a glove. You know, don't need a bat because the coach had all that kind of stuff. But now it's not localized in a city no more. It's all travel teams.
Right.
And it takes $2,000-$5,000 to get through a season.
Yes.
That's just your kid. Imagine if you're trying to take your family to go see your kid.
Right.
So it basically turned into like golf, tennis for us at a very young age. And kids get discouraged because, and then on top of that, baseball, you're not going to dominate baseball.
No. Nope.
Baseball is going to make you understand the craft and be, have a humble sense of what you're trying to accomplish on a day-to-day basis because it's every day. You know, so you're working on your craft every single day. So Afro-American kids are used to dominating all sports and everything. And when you come along with baseball, you don't get a chance to just put the ball in the hand and you go run for 60 yards or you make a tackle when you're pissed off or when you're playing basketball, give me the rock, I'm going straight to the hoop. You can't do that in baseball. You got to harness all those that type of energy and be able to focus on trying to do something special. And then you have your special players who I felt like didn't have to practice at all. You know, you have your Barry Bonds and your Ken Griffey Jr.'s and your Alex Rodriguez and now, you know, the Mike Trouts and the Ronald Acuna's. They're just special. Like they were put on this earth to play this game of baseball while everyone else had to work tirelessly trying to learn how to play this game, try to get better at this game. And you have to understand how to deal with failure. And that is one of the hardest things that we do. But you got to be resilient. You have to be able to go back and keep coming back. You know, I came up in an age where there were so many Afro-American players. Not only that, I had Afro-American coaches.
Right.
So whenever I was going through something, you know, one of my favorite coaches was at the start was I had Dallas Williams, who played, you know, with, you know, Indianapolis. He played, I think, in Cincy a little bit. I don't know how much big league time, but my favorite coach was Von Joshua. I had Von Joshua. Von Joshua played with all of the greats, the Hank Aarons, the Willie Mazes, you know, all of those, Bobby Bonds. And to hear him say, hey, man, keep going. You remind me of a young Bobby Bonds. And me being a baseball historian and a baseball guy of understanding the knowledge of the game, like, man, this man just said I can be like Bobby Bonds. And so, you know, you keep that vision in your head and you work on it, understanding that no matter the ups and downs that you go through, there's a chance that you got to be something special. And for me, coming out of LaGrange, Georgia, 18th round, a little soaking wet 6'1", 170-pound guy,
wow.
I had to grind. I had to get it. I had to go and work my butt off every single day just to get the little time that I got.
I was going to say, Mike, it has to be the greatest moment you had in 2002 with the Mariners when you hit the four home runs in one game. What was that like? I mean, okay, you hit one. That's great. Two.
Yeah.
Were you just seeing the ball better? What was it that day? Because not too many, I think only 13 guys in the history of the game have done that. What made you that day, you know, be able to go yard four times?
You know, the best way I can describe it is, Rob, is the fact that I was able to get into this zone where we feel like you feel very good at the plate, but you don't feel very good at the plate to get four balls up in the air to hit them over the fence.
Right.
I mean, everything has to be perfect in a sense for that to take place. I'm fortunate that Jerry Manuel still was pitching to me because we beat him 15 to 4, I think it was.
He threw all four home run pitches?
Well, you know, Jerry Manuel was the manager, so he could instruct his pitcher to not pitch to me.
Oh, but, right.
But the fact that it happened, so you remember me and Brett Boone tied a record because we hit back-to-back in the first inning alone. So it was already a good day for me. Everything else was gravy. You know,
no doubt.
Hit two homers in the first inning, that's almost like saying, like, so Fernando Tatis Jr.'s dad hit two grand slams in the same inning. I don't think that'll ever be done. Everything has to be lined
up. That's crazy.
In a sense of that.
No doubt.
All right, Mike. Great stuff, man. We appreciate your time.
Yes.
Man, I can sit here and talk to you guys all day about everything, all kind of sports, all kind of things. I love it, though. I love it.
No,
I love
hey, we appreciate you, and I'm going to get you back on the podcast, okay, Inside the Park, okay. My man. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Y'all be
all
good.
All right, Mike. Thanks.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kawhi Leonard, Rob, just signed the 4-year, no surprise, we knew he was going to stay with the Clippers.
Right.
But he just signed a couple days ago for 4 years, $176 million. Now, the interesting thing with Kawhi, Rob, is he left some money on the table. Now, I mean, he's obviously still generational wealth, but there are several ways. He got the max, but there are several ways he could have done it where he could have gotten even more money. You know, so... It you know, he could have signed like a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal with a player option after next season, and then signed for 5 years, $235 million. He could have opted into his contract and not become a free agent this summer, and then signed like 4 years, 180 something million. So it was weird. I mean, again, obviously he doesn't have to worry about money again for the rest of his life.
You know why I'm gonna say it? You know why I'm gonna say it's not weird, Chris? Coming off another injury, you know, like to keep betting on yourself. I think like I would want to secure that money for sure at this point. Do you know what I mean? Like you just had a, if he had another injury, say he comes back and he's not right or whatever, like he's gonna get paid. He's gonna miss most of the season. Couldn't miss the whole year. And then you'd have to reestablish yourself next year. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what it may do, Rob, and I'll say this, I don't expect to see Kawhi next year. And, you know, that's just my opinion. I mean,
he you're not a doctor. You haven't examined him. Right.
But I think it makes it more likely that he does come back. That he's the fact that he's already signed a long-term deal. Because had he done the short deal, let's say he did a 1-1 and or a 1-year deal. He's not going to want to come back in April or May and risk being rusty and not looking good. You know what I mean? and you say he came back and just didn't look like himself, and now you want them to give you the long-term max deal. You know what I mean? So maybe he would have said, you know what? I'm not even risking it. Whereas now he's got his money, he's set. So, you know, he can come back and not worry about if I don't look quite 100%. You know what I mean?
I think it makes total sense financially. You know what I mean? Like coming into an off season where there's some doubt. I mean, you expect to come back, but you don't know. Nobody knows.
So let me throw this at you. 4-year deal. So over the next 4 years, do you think he leads the Clippers to a championship?
I do. And I know a lot of people are going to say, no, they're not going to win. Brooklyn's there and LeBron and Utah and the Phoenix Suns and all that. We just saw Giannis win a championship. We just saw Giannis win a championship because Kevin Durant has a big foot. Because, a couple of players in the West got nicked up, got you know, so it opened the door. Can they do it? We just saw them go to the Western Conference Finals without them. They were down 2-0 to Utah. That was the number one seed in the West. And somehow they were able to get through that. They went through six games through the Suns. If Paul George hits a free throw or two, Chris, who knows how that series turns out. So they're there. We found out that Ty Lue is a damn good coach. There's a lot of things I like. Reggie Jackson came of age. There was a lot of Ibaka comes back right after surgery, Chris. There's a lot of things that are going on. A window can open up for the Clippers. It's not impossible because we saw it happen. So I think that they do win one championship at least, one, during his 4 years with the Clippers coming up.
The window's definitely open. I mean, you'd be an idiot to say the window's not open, you know, once he gets back. That said, I don't think they'll win one. And here's why I say that. One, again, I'm not expecting to see him next year because that injury supposedly is 9 to 12-month rehabilitation. 9 months would get him back around mid-April, which is right when the playoffs start. So he won't play the regular season at least. And I think, Rob, I think they'll make the playoffs. But it's not a guarantee without Kawhi because the West, you know, is a pretty deep conference. But I do think they get in. But I just think I don't think he'll come back because he's overly cautious. In addition to just the timetable, he's a guy that historically has just been, you know, I got to be 100% before I'm going out there. And I heard stories about him like that when he was in San Antonio before he became a star. He just is that guy that's, look, he's cautious about his body. And so I don't think he'll play next year. So if I take away next year, he's going to be 31 when the next season starts, 2022 season. And Rob, it will have been 5 years at that point since he played more than 60 games in a regular season. And I don't think he's going to get healthier than he's been as a younger player. So there's going to be load management. I'm sure there's going to be big-time load management. And I just think that he's not going to be a better player. I think he'll be really good. I still think he'll be a top-10 player. And he may be exactly what he is now, like what he was when he got hurt, which is one of the best players in the world. But I don't think he'll be better. And as he is now, he lost the 3-1 lead to Denver last year. And this year, when Kawhi was there, they were 2-2 with Utah in the second round. A pretty good Utah team, but not world beaters. And then they went on, of course, and won the series without him. But I'm just saying, like, they haven't been a spectacular team with him yet.
If he was healthy, do you think they would have got to the finals if he was healthy?
I think they would have, but, okay. You know, I think
no, I'm
that.
Just asking.
But, yeah, I do. I think they would have been better than Phoenix. And I think they would have had a shot against Milwaukee. But by the time he gets back, Luka's coming. I mean, Luka's giving him all he wants now.
Yeah, but right. let him get out of the first round for crowning
still,
Luka.
Rob, he's taking by himself. He's taking the Clippers to 6. And he's taking the Clippers to 7. I get it. He hadn't won. But he's giving Kawhi and Paul George fits, and he's only going to get better. Giannis, who knows what type of swag this championship is going to give him in the Bucks, so they're not going anywhere. Brooklyn's about to sign, it looks like it, Kyrie and Harden for the long haul. They already got Durant signed up for the long haul, so they ain't going nowhere. And that's not even to mention the Lakers and the Suns. And I mean, so I look, like you said, there's no doubt they're contenders and the window is open. Like you can't write them
off.
I
just look at Milwaukee winning. When Giannis signed in back in Milwaukee, people swore up and down he made a grave mistake. He'll never win a title. That was dumb. Why would you do that? And you know, things worked for in his favor, Chris, but he won. He won a championship.
No doubt.
And so that's why I believe that there's always a will, there's a way. I don't think that we could sit here and map out and say who's going to win the next four championships. We don't know.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.